Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we taught that we need to allow the Bible to be the basis for all of our standards, not what some man said or author has written. Let's continue with that thought today. You'll notice this in Matthew chapter 22, verses 41 through 45. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" Now, we read in Proverbs chapter 30 and verses 4 and 5 that it also says something about God's son and what is his name. So he says, "What think ye of Christ, and whose son is he?" They say unto him, "The son of David." He saith unto them, "How then doth David in spirit call him Lord?" And that's Lord in thinking of the way of deity, not just a landowner, okay? So, David in spirit call him Lord, saying, "The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool." If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? Now, it's great that Jesus Christ really demonstrated the first test for us. Okay, he really put on a demonstration. I think he did it. That was great. I think that's something that we needed to see and know. The Pharisees were the religious people who tried to set the standards for all instead of allowing the Old Testament scripture to set those standards. And allowing the Bible to be the basis for the standard. So again, the Bible is the basis for all things. One of the ways that I test things is by Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." So there's right there a test to measure things and remembering that God is holy. Okay, he is absolutely holy. So remembering that he is holy, you go by that test. You let him be the test. So you need to understand more about the holiness of God to know whether or not something is acceptable. Now, they tried to change the law and make it not apply as the contemporary and new evangelicals try to do today. They relied on rabbinic writings more than they did the Word of God and the Lord to teach it to them. They were looking more at that than the Lord himself. The latest cool rabbi, the latest religious movement, was the most important to them. Now, it's not unusual for me to get letters from Calvinists, because they get upset when I tell them, "Whosoever will may come," because that's what Jesus said in Revelation chapter 22. "And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever." 1 Timothy 2 says that he would have all men to be saved. 2 Peter 3:9, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So there's a whole lot of verses about whosoever. And I always ask the question, how many times does whosoever have to be in the Bible for it to be true? But their usual response is, "You need to read." And they tell me it's somebody's book I need to read or somebody's recording I need to listen to. But they rarely are able to use the scriptures. Now, I had one that said something about a baby and abortion or killing a baby. And they said if they aborted the baby, that baby died and didn't have to face this wicked life, would that be better or worse? And I said, well, murder's not ever right if it's abortion. That baby be saved, and I said, because, and I gave the example of David's son, who also, David said, it's not going to come to me, I'm going to go to it when that baby died. And the man wrote back to me, that baby was in heaven only if it was elected before the foundation of the world. In other words, even babies go to hell if they're not elected, was what he was saying. But that's not in the Bible. That is in one of their writings. They believe that even in the early church, should I say, the not really the true church, but the Catholic Church and some of the popes there. A lot of people like Augustine. But Augustine was for baby baptism and some other things and calling them salvation, even some aspects of Mary worship. So when they start quoting Augustine, you'll find that they like to quote him because Calvin got most of his stuff from Augustine by his own admission. Not because I said so, but by his own admission he did. So that just kind of lets you know Calvinism is an outgrowth of Catholicism. And just wanted you to understand that. Not because I say so, but because they tell us that. All right. Now, but, you know, when you look at this idea of rabbinic writings, and these new ideas, you might say, or the latest cool person, the latest movement, that those two things alone should tell us they're not what we call biblical fundamentalists. You know, on the judicial end of it, you know, the president is appointing Supreme Court judges, and if it's a conservative president, he says, I want a strict constitutionalist. In other words, he wants somebody that sticks to the Constitution and with the idea of the original framers, the intent of it. Now, understand, there are those that say, well, the Constitution's a living document. In other words, it's supposed to change with everything. No, the Constitution's not a living document. It is a document of a lot of good, solid principles of ethics and life and morals that are true in all ages. And the Bible was used for much of that to establish that. Now, people who try to change the Word of God, people who try to do things, for example, the Pharisees tried to change, amend the Ten Commandments about honoring your mother and father. Okay? That's not a fundamentalist. Now, there are people who like to call the Pharisees the fundamentalists. No, people that change the Word of God are not fundamental. And so, again, don't try to change the Word in order to fit the culture. You do not adjust the worship to be culturally correct. No, ours is to be biblically correct. You've got to decide which is Lord in your life, the culture or Christ. But it can't be both at the same time because the Lord says, I'll spew you out of my mouth. That's what you're trying. Now, in order to pass the test that you administer, you can trust that these people are of God, is to see if they believe that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Now, it is of utmost importance that you know what the Bible means by Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Yes, Jesus was the name of his humanity. Christ is the name of his deity. The Lord is the name of his deity, the Lord Jesus Christ. But Christ is the anointed one. Jesus, his humanity, was the anointed one, the Lord, who came in the flesh. We call it the virgin birth. But it's important because of the following. In 2 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, it says, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God." Now, there's somebody that gets upset, or maybe they go through a bad time and say, I don't know if I believe this Jesus stuff or not. Then later they regret saying that. But somebody that doesn't abide in that doctrine, you know, all of a sudden they're going to be this, they're going to be that. The Bible's very clear. He says, they have not God. He says, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ," that tells us how important the doctrine of Christ is, "hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." Wow. How important is that to the Lord, that he would tell us that anyone that teaches that has not the doctrine of Christ, but not only that, we're not to have anything to do with him. He says, don't receive that person into your house. Don't receive him into your church. Don't let him be a part of your church if that's what they are. So they have not God, and we aren't to have any part with them. He says, don't even wish them Godspeed. Don't even wish them Godspeed. Well, I tell you what, this is telling us it's serious. So that brings me a question. What does it mean to me to confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh? What should it mean to every Christian to confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh? I think we go back to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and then verse 10, and then verses 12 through 14. In verses 1 through 3, he says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." So whoever the Word is, he's God, and he made all things. All right. He is the creator. Verse 10 says, "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not." So, according to verses 1 through 3 and verse 10, what are we seeing? Well, we're seeing that Jesus Christ, or whoever came in the flesh, is God in the flesh. And the world didn't know that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.